A lot of people call me or text me here on Tony Curry Radio, and they're like, can you please shut up at the end of songs? Why do you always have to scream and stuff like that? I'm like, I just have to. I can't help myself. It's so flipping good. The music's so flipping good. I'm just screaming down here in the house, and my kids are out of school today. They're loving that. My daughter's like, can you please shut up downstairs? I'm trying to sleep. I'm like, get over it. You're in the house that Tony Curry built, baby. This is the Rock House. Welcome to a Dark Side of the Pooch Monday here. Dark Side of the Pooch with Dr. Rab Stewart, noon and 8. Today, Adapt or Perish is back. I am super excited about that. I want to thank Dr. Alex Hublein and Adaptogen and his entire crew out of Atlanta, Georgia yesterday. I got in their hands-on call on Friday, and it was fantastic. And I get a chance to proclaim the gospel of classic rock. We're all so alike. It's scary, man. And just really, really enjoyed the process. And thank you so much for letting me be part of your little fraternity there at Adaptogen, a small business, much like Tony Curry Radio is. We're trying to find our way. And just a fantastic event and a wonderful opportunity. And I greatly appreciate Dr. Alex Hublein. Dr. Josh Claypool will join him tomorrow from noon and 8 right here on Tony Curry Radio for an Adapter Parish, a Tuesday. Livewire Wednesday. You just heard some wonderful ZZ Top before with Austin Hanks. Now we got some AC/DC because we have the Livewire Wednesday show going on tomorrow night. Brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs. 205-682-2828. 205-682-2828. Love them, and Kai and his group are just changing the world, man. They're right here in Birmingham, Alabama, the Hoover area, but they serve the United States of America just like Tony Curry Radio does. So we got that going on. Austin Hanks, brand new show coming up on Thursday, and then on Friday, the Damon Johnson Show, and I'm really excited about two new shows that we're going to be starting probably next week. We're going to try to get them underway. It's got to be right when you listen. Like, I'm not one of these soft opening kind of guys. Like, I don't have a restaurant with half the crew. I'm like, come on in, let's see how it goes. I want it to be first. I'm a first impression kind of guy, so it's got to sound right. It's got to be right. It's called Mission Minded with Michael Coleman. We did our first show. Fantastic show. Our first show, we got into non-for-profits. It sounds like it could be a boring show, but it ain't. I mean, it's killer. It's an awesome show. We'll do that show again, this week, and then we'll have a couple in a can and we'll start airing those next week. And then also, another show that I'm really excited about, Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spa out there near Saks in the Summit. He wants to do a show, and it's a show that's going to make you look good, feel good, and sound good. How's that possible? It's a hybrid classic rock show about trying to make yourself feel better through your body with the Woodhouse Day Spa, through their aromatherapies, through their CBD oils, through all the wonderful things they do. I need to get back in there, by the way. We are finding out that it's not a luxury to go to Woodhouse Day Spa. It's a necessity. You need to take care of your body, and this is a great way to do it. Go to the gym, watch your diet, and go to Woodhouse Day Spa, and you can check them out at woodhousedayspa.com. And they're right there in the Summit. They're there for you. They killed it over the holidays, their gift cards and everything else. And they're the best of the best. And so then we're going to add some classic rock tunes that's going to make you feel good. So you're going to look good, you're going to feel good, and you're going to sound good. And that show is going to start airing next week as well. So we're super excited about that. A lot to get into today. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'll talk about that. Betty White would have turned 100 today. Kid Rock. Happy birthday to Kid Rock today. Badass. It's kind of weird that he's having a birthday on Martin Luther King Jr.'s Day. I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm going to, and I'll Facebook Live this morning about my radio partner, Jay Barker, who I did a show with for nearly 15 years. Love that guy, and want to say something briefly about it because I feel like if I don't say anything about it, then it doesn't look like I fully support him. And I will talk about that coming up in just a few minutes right here on Tony Curry Radio. Let's do some ELO, and we'll also do some Jimi Hendrix. We're going to play a lot of rock and roll bands that were influenced by African-Americans and black artists who changed the world as we know it when it comes to a classic rock and roll. Here to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The black rock and rollers that influenced not only the way we listen to our music, the way we enjoy our music, the ones they influenced along the ways. Jimi Hendrix here on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Happy MLK Day. I hope you obviously have the day off, as you should. And I hope you remember what this day is all about. And I hope you service other individuals in your life that you love. And again, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. help everybody out today. It's Tony Curry, Tony Curry Live here on the Tony Curry Radio app. A little redundant, and that's the way we like it around here. Download the Tony Curry Radio app. I just mentioned a few minutes ago, Dark Side of the Pooch is going on today on a holiday. It's a live show. It's a fresh show, noon at 8, with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. Anything you need to know. Today I'm talking about shedding. Good Lord Almighty, man. I got this dog upstairs that hadn't shed ever, ever. It's the way I got this dog. And I could make a sweater every morning. Every time I walk to the house, it's like tumbleweeds rolling across the floor. If you got a shedding dog, shed no more. We'll shed it right with you. We'll have some details on that at noon and 8 on Dark Side of the Pooch right here on Tony Curry Radio. Super, super happy. And I mentioned a few minutes ago, Alex Hublein, who runs a wonderful organization called Adaptagen, formerly GT Software, invited me to speak to his entire team on Friday in Atlanta. And man, it's like you got 10 minutes and I went for 45 minutes. When I start talking about Tony Curry Radio and classic rock and everything we're doing around here with our shows and everything, it's super cool what we're doing here on the Tony Curry Radio app. I get really passionate and my mouth moves like a duck's ass. I can't stop talking. So I didn't let them get a word in edgewise. I just kept talking. But greatly appreciate them letting me be part of their fraternity. And we're all so much alike. They're a tech company. I'm a tech company. It was just great. And Adapt or Perish, which is a show we do with Dr. Alex Hublein and Dr. Josh Klapo, airs on Tuesdays at noon and 8. It's a great show. It's our fastest growing show here on Tony Curry Radio, which is kind of weird because it's a business adaptation show and it really has nothing to do with classic rock. But it does. So make sure you listen on Tuesdays at noon and 8. Livewire Wednesday with Southern Precision Staffing, Kai Gregory's entire crew banging up, getting ready to get it done. They're right here in Hoover, but they serve the United States of America, just like Tony Curry Radio does. You can check them out coming up on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Sam Rushing, good morning to you, Sam. Greatly appreciate you watching this morning. We got that show on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. Blues Almighty. Oh, man. This show is so good. You know, it's like all these shows are my children. I don't love one more than the other. I just love them differently. I love this show, man. He picks, handpicks great blues songs. Of course, Austin plays with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. He's written songs for ZZ Top. He is a big part of everything that Billy F. Gibbons and Matt Sorum, who, of course, was the former drummer for Guns N' Roses. They got this band called the Big Bad Blues Band. He does a Blues Almighty show every Thursday at noon and 8 right here on Tony Curry Radio out there from the West Coast. It's fantastic. And then, of course, happy to have Damon Johnson come back. He did a show with his lovely bride, Linda, last Friday at noon and 8. We did the top 6 hair metal bands. We played some faster Pussycat, Skid Row, Warrant. It was great. We like to call them butt bands, but it was a great show. We'll do that again coming up on Friday. You get all these shows free. Download the Tony Curry Radio app. 2 new shows, one with Michael Coleman, my good friend, the executive director from the Jimmy Hell Missions, called Mission Minded. We already got one in the can. We'll record another one this week. Fantastic brand new show. There are about a million different ways I can go with this show. It's almost too big to encapsulate into one show. It's going to be fantastic. And then Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spa will join us coming up here this week as well for a brand new show called When in Rome. When in Rome. A show that makes you feel good, a show that makes you look good, and a show that makes you sound good. It's going to be a great hybrid. It's talking about aromatherapy, talking about massage therapy, talking about CBD oils, all the things that make you feel better, look better, and then we're going to play some hybrid classic rock. So it's going to sound good as well, and that show is going to be airing starting next week. Saw something over the weekend that I had never seen. Laura Bishop, good morning to you, that I had never seen before. My Cincinnati Bengals. Who day, baby? Who day? 31 years in the making. I texted out, no one had ever texted about the Cincinnati Bengals winning a playoff game because texting came out a year after they last won their last playoff game back in 1991. So congratulations to my Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. You know, I'm not an LSU fan, but I am now, man. Joe Burrow's the real deal. He is kicking ass, dude. That dude is unbelievable. And I love his whole demeanor. He's like, this is a playoff game. We won. You know, we won the division. We celebrate a little bit. It's time to get on it. They're going to be taking on the Tennessee Titans this weekend. I may have to go up there and see that ball game. So congratulations to the Cincinnati Bengals. And as a father who has a 17-year-old son who loves football more than life itself, to celebrate seeing that first win with him, man, I get it. It's the first time as a father that I got to enjoy one team's success together with my son, man. It was like, we cried. We jumped up and down the kitchen. It was fantastic. It was lovely. I absolutely loved it. Birthdays today. Of course, we mentioned Martin Luther King Jr. Day. His birthday actually was a couple of days ago. But happy birthday, and I hope you remember what this day is all about. Make sure you service some folks today. Betty White would have been 100 years old today. And, of course, she passed away a couple weeks ago. We found out she had a stroke. But today, the Betty Davis Challenge goes on. Today is a day where everyone's inviting everyone to give at least $5 to some type of animal social ability situation, whether it's the SPCA, whether it's a dog pound, whether it's something. Make sure you give five. If we all give $5 today to help the betterment, maybe it's even to help someone get their pet spayed or neutered. Yeah. You can do that, the Betty White Challenge. Muhammad Ali would have turned 80 today. Jim Carrey, 60 today. Steve Harvey, who I really like, but I'm seeing too much of Steve Harvey. Now there's Steve Harvey Court. You see this yet? Steve Harvey's everywhere. Dudes like, I mean, if you take Steve Harvey, Michael Strahan, and Ryan Seacrest, there's no room for anyone else. Happy birthday to Steve. He's 65. James Earl Jones would have been 91. Kid Rock. American Badass turns 52 today. Also, Michelle Obama turns 58 today. Mick Taylor, remember him, the Rolling Stones in the early days, he turned 73 today. And a guy who really didn't have a ton of hits, but every time you talk to anyone in the rock and roll business about Steve Earle, man, they just, their ears pop up. They're like, whoa. And I believe Steve recently had a birthday, and our good friend Austin Hanks, who does Blues Almighty, I believe, went to his big birthday bash. And Steve Earle, man, I mean, he's one of those guys in rock and roll and country where if you know Steve Earle or you know someone that knows Steve Earle, you want to be part of his world. He did the Copperhead Road, which we play here on the Tony Curry Radio. It's fantastic. It's great. So it was a weird, wonderful, Laura Bishop, good morning to you. I mentioned you. It was a weird, wonderful, beautiful weekend. Kind of strange. And then Saturday afternoon, my phone started blowing up. And I mean, it blew up. It was in my pants pocket. I was out with the kids. And I mean, it was just constantly just vibrating. And I pull it up and people are sending me these articles. And unfortunately, it was about my old radio partner. And I say my old radio partner because I'm still doing radio with him on the Jay Barker Radio Network, Jay Barker. And I texted Jay Saturday and told him that I was thinking about him and I was praying for him and I loved him and I was hoping that him and his family can reconcile everything that's going on. And of course, everyone in this area down here in the Southeast and now in the Nashville area have heard the story. And I wasn't going to say anything. I had the Tennessean reach out to me. I had the Knoxville News. And I know commented on everything because Jay's been a good personal friend of mine for a long period of time. And again, I worked with a guy for 15 years. For 15 years, I saw him. I spent the better part of my day with Jay every single morning along with Aldo Greco when we did the opening drive. And I wasn't going to say anything. And I was talking to my other radio partner, Dr. Josh Klapo. We did the Curry and Klapo show on Thursday. I said, you know, we've had a million shows about this where someone allegedly has done something and we're friends with these people and how do we navigate through that in a compassionate, supportive type of way, but at the same time, if it's true and we don't know that, how do we deal with that? And so we kind of went back and forth and I woke up this morning and if you don't say anything, then it looks like you're not supportive at all. It looks like you don't care. And I'm not going to do that to Jay Barker. Jay's been a good friend of mine for a long time. And he has been nothing but supportive to me. When we first started doing the opening drive, I guess about 20 years ago, I was this brash, young, narcissistic, a-hole rock and roll guy. I got an opportunity to go to ESPN for a few weeks and turned a job down there. And I just adopted my son with my ex. And I came in here and I'm doing the show. And Jay was this guy that was just huge. I mean, he was a monster. When we started our show, he was the last guy to have won a national championship with the Alabama Crimson Tide back in 1992. And I knew Jay from all of the preachings he's did, his ministries, his testimony, speaking at churches, and I knew a lot about Jay, but I didn't really know the man. I didn't know his heart. And he caught a lot of flack for working with me. And I was too young, too stupid, too naive, and again, too narcissistic. My personality was bigger than life to really let it bother me. And I actually kind of laughed it off. And a lot of people were telling Jay, you don't need to work with this guy, because it was going to bring him down, or it was going to change the way people looked at Jay. And it really hurt. And I'll always remember that, because Jay always had my back. He always supported me, and he always worked with me. And I learned so much from him, not only from his faith, but by the way he dealt with people. He's a branding machine. He's a business machine. He's unbelievable. And I learned a lot from him, and hopefully he learned some things from me too. But he always fully supported me. I've gone through a ton of shit in my life, and certainly towards the end of the opening drive years, I was going through a lot of personal issues, and Jay always supported me. He always had my back, whether it was with my boss or was with my cohorts or employees around me. He always had my back, and I don't take that lightly, and I appreciated that, and I loved him for that, and he didn't have to do that. He put himself out there. He put his reputation and his brand out there to protect his radio partner, and I will always be appreciative of that, and so I'm not going to abandon him, and I will fully support him in any way I can. I don't know any more about this story than anyone else does. I don't. I don't know what happened. All I can tell you is what I've read. So again, I only know what you know. He will have his day. And when that all comes out, we'll find out exactly what happened. But until we know for sure, I'm here to tell you, I will fully support him and I will never abandon him. And I know a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, that's terrible. I never knew. I'm never going to watch him or hear him again. I'll never do that, because I know what he's done for me. And, I'm his brother and I love him. And, I hope the best for him and his family. I can't imagine how difficult it is to be going through what he's gone through, having gone through a divorce of my own recently. It sucks. There's nothing good about it. There are no winners. And, it is one of the most, difficult times a human being can go through. And again, with all this other stuff going on, I don't know. I don't know any more than you do. So please stop asking questions, because I can't tell you. But I will tell you this. I'm going to be compassionate. I'm going to love him. I'm going to support him. And I'm going to be here for him. And I told him, I said, call me anytime, whatever. I don't think people realize when you're in a situation like he's in with a wife who obviously is incredibly successful, is known around the world, Jay, to a more of a geographical extent, is known so much around the Southeast and certainly in college football lore. I mean, hell, he won the Johnny Unitas Award. People know him as well, and you got to be incredibly protective of that. And I don't think people realize just how difficult it is to live that type of lifestyle and to know that you got to protect your own. His kids are salt of the earth. They're unbelievable. They're fantastic. I know his kids. I've been on vacation with his kids. They're a great family, all seven of them. And I just pray for all of them right now. And I think that's what they need most. Pray for them. Hope they can reconcile somehow, and it'll turn out okay. I don't ever want to establish a feeling of who or what I know about someone based on one situation. It does not dictate who we are. It does not paint the entire picture. I'm always talking about the canvas guy And I will do that with Jay Barker. And I love him, and I love you, and I hope everything turns out real, real well. And I'm here for you. And I will not abandon you, and I will see you through whatever difficulties you have and challenges you have, because you did that for me, and I appreciate that. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm not going to say anything else about it. The Jay Barker Radio Network will continue today at noon and 2, noon to 2 on 10 different radio stations throughout the state of Alabama. Throw thoughts and prayers out to him. Tony Currier, Radio Live. Good morning to you here, man. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We're playing a lot of classic rock and rollers that are influenced by African-Americans through rock lore, and there have been thousands of them. So but just about every song we play, including Kiss, coming up here next on Tony Currier Radio. We hope you enjoy your day off, and more so, we hope you appreciate what this day is all about, and you can make a difference in your land, your community, wherever you are. If you go to TonyCurryRadio.net, TonyCurryRadio.net, there's a great page called UCR. I love it. And it's got all kinds of great stories, including February 2022 new rock releases. Joe Walsh is going to be on the Conners this week. The Eagle Star will argue, then sing with John Goodman in the first episode of 2022. Looking forward to that. John Mellencamp admitted he always detested Jack and Diane. And it also goes on about Russell Westbrook getting trolled with a Foreigner song. There's all kinds of great stuff on there. And how a rejected baby song became Journey's signature ballad. Is this true? Let me read this. Hold on a second. What in the world? Jonathan Cain first presented Open Arms to the Babies, who we just heard. It was not received well, so he shelved it for another time. My understanding is that he had most of it sketched. Former Journey frontman Steve Perry later told Jeb Wright the two had been discussing song ideas one day at Perry's house not long after Cain left the Babies for Journey. As Cain recalls, Perry was interested in writing a different kind of material. He was talking to me about his solo album, wanted to do ballads, wanted to do soaring melodies with ballads. So I said, Steve, there's no reason you can't go do a solo album. You know, you could do that right here with Journey. Cain went out of his car, retrieved his Wurlitzer piano, which he had brought along just in case, and showed Perry the how-conceived song he originally offered to the Babies called Open Arms. It needed work. Cain had the melody down, but no lyrics. Perry, however, immediately recognized the song's potential, asked him what that was. He said, this is a song that I just started. I prayed for it. And my wife and I prayed for the Babies, frontman John Waite, but he said it was too syrupy. I told him it's too bad for him and good for us. The pair promptly set to work finishing the song. This particular one kind of wrote itself. It went that quick. Escape was not easy. It was just hard. Jonathan and I had lots of moments writing lyrics that were so difficult between us. He would make suggestions and I would say I would try to sing it, but then I would not be able to believe in it or own it for myself. So I'd have to throw in a couple of changes to make additions to make it mine. That was fine with him. This is basically his collaboration. So I never knew. Did you know that Open Arms was actually a song that was written for the Babies? I never knew. That's one of the many things you can learn by going to TonyCurryRadio.net, TonyCurryRadio.net. Dark Side of the Pooch later on today is going to be a wonderful little ditty there with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital at Rossbridge Vet on Twitter. You can check that out, and we'll have that show for you, air for you just a little bit later on. And we're playing that one for Dr. Alex Ublein from Adapter Parish, Adapter Gent. He's got a show later on tomorrow at noon and 2 with Dr. Alex Ublein and, of course, Dr. Josh Klapo. We got a lot of doctors around here, don't we? We could open a hospital is what we could, the Hospital of Rock. And also, of course, Stuart Rome is like one of these guys who is like the kind of guy I would have hung out with in high school. I'm just telling you. Yeah, maybe out in the smoke pit, maybe out with the leather jacket. He's just so cool. Audie loves himself some Rush and When in Rome, another show we're going to be doing. Let me tell you about these shows because everyone keeps talking about these shows we're doing. We've got like 7 or 8 of them. Back in the day in radio, we used to, if someone came on air and they had a really good idea and it fit what you were doing, you're like, give it a shot. I'll put you on Saturday nights. We'll see how it goes. That's the way it was. You know, ask Rick and Bubba. You know, one was a janitor, for God's sakes, and the other one was an engineer. They got together. Someone believed in it. They thought, you guys are funny as hell. And they put them on the air, and next thing you know, it turns into this multi-million-dollar Rick and Bubba thing. And I love those guys because they were given a shot. And It's just that does not exist anymore. Never. It does not exist unless you're some small town dude in Anniston, Alabama, or Jackson, Mississippi, or Tupelo, and you have a little mom and pop's little radio station, and some kid from a local high school wants to start doing sports talk or something on Saturday afternoon. You're like, sure, come on in. Yeah, between the corn futures and the bean prices, you know, I'll let you talk about your butt, whatever. But on a terrestrial level, on a 50,000-watt stick, no one will give anyone the opportunity to do that anymore. And it sucks, because that's where the diamonds in the rough are, man. Those are the great shows. That's why everyone's doing podcasts. Hell, there's a couple of dudes, I forget what the name of the show is. No one knew who they were 3 years ago. Now they got like a million followers because it's real. It's raw. It's fantastic. It's great. It's two guys just shooting shit. I love it. And so, you know, you don't have to be discovered, right? You just have to have someone give you the opportunity, the chance to do something. So that's what I'm doing on this radio station. I'm like, I hear things. I tell people all the time. I got Johnny Supreme, who's a friend of mine, works up at 107.7, does some stuff up there at Hot, and he's got this hip-hop show. And it runs on Saturday nights from 9 to 11. And people are like, wait a minute, you're a classic rock station. I'm like, yeah, but it's a good show. It's a great show. Just because I like classic rock doesn't mean I like, you know, doing the butt. Doesn't mind. I don't mind doing some Snoop Dogg, some Eminem. It's music. It's great. It's classic. It's classic hip hop. So it's perfect. And I said, sure. I said, and he's like, really? I'm like, yeah. If it's a good show and you bring listeners with you, have at it. And so I've gotten a lot of people reaching out to me wanting to do different shows. And some I pick and some I don't. And it just depends really, quite frankly, on my timetable. It depends on whether I've got the time to actually produce these things. Because in order to produce a show, you got to have somebody come in to record it. It's got to be edited. There's got to be music added to it. It's got to have a music license behind it. There's all these different things that have to happen. But it really, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that difficult to do. And that's why, you know, I reached out to Michael Coleman at Jimmy Hell Mission. We sit around, we go out and have lunch at Soho, you know, once a month or once every couple months. And we sit here and they have these incredible discussions. I'm like, dude, we should be rolling tape on these. These are good. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, people would want to hear this. And so we started a show last week. And then Stuart Rome went in Rome. He's a classic rock fiend. He's a dog, man. And he's got this wonderful Woodhouse Day Spa. And he's like, well, you know, we make you feel good and look good. And I said, well, how about if we make you sound good? Feel good, look good, and sound good. And so we're going to do this hybrid classic rock thing where we're using aromatherapies and different types of massage oils and stones and all these different wonderful things, pedicures, manicures, all these things. Dr. Josh lives at that place. And then we'll do some classic rock around it and turn it into a show. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. I'm not putting these shows on just to fill space. I'm putting these shows on because they're cool as shit. Dark Side of Pooch is one of those shows that'll air at noon and 8 today. The dog business, the cat business, the veterinarian business, it's like a $15 billion business now. It was like a $1 billion business like, I don't know, like 10 years ago. And certainly through the pandemic, everyone started bringing in more pets into their house. We're very more cognizant of taking care of our animals, getting spayed and neutered, taking care of them. You know, we had a dog, and I don't think our dog went to the vet until it died. It was like 15 years old. It scratched on the door. We let it out. No leash, no nothing. It walked the neighborhood for 3 or 4 hours. It'd find a way back. We'd let it in. It shed all over the house. I'd have to clean the carpet. And then we were fine. Hell, we had a dog that was sitting behind my dad's recliner, and it bit into an electrical cord and electrocuted itself and just made an incredible mess. But it lived. And I was like, are we going to take it to the vet? And he's like, no. I mean, what are they going to do? I was like, and now I'm not saying I wouldn't do that now. But I'm like, no. He's like, it's got electrocuted. Seems fine. Moving a little slow. It was like 13, 14 years old. And it was fine. Now, I think more people are much more cognizant in taking care of their food. We have special dog food now and special cat food. We have special space heaters for our animals. We do, and that's a good thing because our animals are more part of our family than they've ever been. And so that's why we do Dark Side of the Pooch at noon and 8 every Monday through Friday. It's a fantastic show. So check it out today, Monday. It's a Dark Side of the Dark Side of the Pooch Monday right here on Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Radio from Steel Wheels, Sad, Sad, Sad. The Rolling Stones, I love that tune. They played that live in concert, man. The entire Legion Field Stadium is about ready to come down. I loved it. When they played the Devil tune, Sympathy for the Devil, man, that whole stadium, I'm not kidding. I think that might have been the last big thing that happened in that stadium with that song, because they took down the upper deck after that song played, man. I remember sitting up on the upper deck and I thought, this thing's coming down. Legion Field's coming down right off of Graymont, the old gray lady. The Rolling Stones on this date in 1963, Keith Richards, Mick Jagger, Brian Jones, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, and Ian Stewart. Remember him? They performed together for the first time at London's Marquee Jazz Club back in 1963. Yeah, you think about these bands, they're playing out these sold-out shows and making $10 million. And I love going back and looking at the Trailblazers in these days in rock, because it obviously never starts out that way. I was talking to a friend of mine, Tim Harris, who runs Soul Carnival, and they're playing the Nick on the 28th of January. And I'm like, man, you got to start off small, dude. You got to start off somewhere, and you get discovered. Next thing you know, you blow up, and I love that, because you got to continue to play. If you sit on your couch all day making records, no one's going to buy your shit. You got to continue to go out there and play, get in front of people, and that's what they're doing. I love that. Also on this date, 1971, Marvin Gaye sang the American National Anthem at Super Bowl V in Miami. How about that? It's pretty cool. Could you imagine Marvin Gaye singing the National Anthem at a Super Bowl? How cool is that? Also on this date in history, in 1994, Donny Osmond and Danny Bonaducci got together in a charity boxing match. Everyone thought that Danny was going to kick Donny's ass, and it didn't happen. Bonaducci won on a split decision, which I really don't think is winning. If you can't beat Donny Osmond's ass in a boxing match, what is wrong with you? Also on this date, David Bowie, Jefferson Airplane, little Wayne John, or a little Willie John, Gladys Knight, the Pips, the Velvet Underground, Pink Floyd, Pete Seeger, and the Shirelles, also inducted into the Rock and Roll of Fame. That was back in 1996. And also on this date, and I love this, this is pretty cool, David Bowie's final album, Black Star, in 2016, debuted at the top of the Billboard 200 charts, giving the late music legend his first ever number one album. He had never had a number one album until he died. Why do we have to wait till after people die until we finally give them the kudos they need? He died of cancer on January 10th, 2 days after the Black Star album was released. I just tweeted out a story a couple weeks ago about his other album that he wrote back in 2000 called Toy. It is a freak show. David Bowie was such a freak show. I love that. It's crazy. Also in 2018, the Eagles settled a lawsuit with a hotel in Todos Santos, Baja California Sur, after an establishment agreed to stop using the name Hotel California. Small hotel originally opened under that name in 1950, but went through the subsequent ownership and name changes since then. Attorneys for the group successfully argued the business was trying to capitalize the success of the Eagles' most famous song by implying they were connected to the band. How's that happen? Your Hotel California, before Hotel California comes out, and all of a sudden you got to change your name? What? Also on this date in 2018, Dolly Parton was officially recognized in the Guinness Book of World Records, not for her boobs, but when she received certificates for the most decades with a top 20 hit on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart, with six decades, and most hits on Billboard's Hot Country charts by a female with 107. How about that? Great classic rock and roll throughout the day. It's Dark Side of the Pooch Monday. Going to be doing that with Dr. Rab Stewart. It's loaded and locked and ready to get after noon and 8 o'clock today. Adapter Parish with Dr. Alex Hupline and Dr. Josh Claypo is being recorded right now. I hope it's ready to go by tomorrow. We have Livewire Wednesday on Wednesday. We also have, of course, a Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks coming up on Thursday, and Damon Johnson show coming up on Friday. And then we're going to unveil two new shows next week with Mission Minded with Michael Coleman. He is known as the executive director of the Jimmy Hill Mission, but his show is much bigger than that. And also When in Rome, a great show. It's going to be a hybrid classic rock show that makes you look good, feel good, and sound good. We'll have that show coming up a little bit later for you next week right here. Speaking of looking good, you wake up some mornings and you feel like Godzilla, you're breathing fire, your tail's kind of like ratcheted up, you got bumps all over your face, and people are looking at you going, what the hell is wrong with you? It's Monday. Tony Curry Radio and TKR on the Tony Curry Radio app. We were on Facebook Live earlier this morning, and of course, we have a plethora of different shows going on. We mentioned Dark Side of the Pooch today. It is brought to you by Ed's Pet World, man. I have been going to Ed's for like 30-something years. Seth, his old man, good friends of mine, I love Angie. I love everyone down there, and they're just wonderful. And they have hopped on board to sponsor one of our most listened to shows in Dark Side of the Pooch, a 47-year-old family-owned business based in Birmingham, right down there in Homewood. If you've been to Edge, you know, if you've been to Edge, you've been there a million times. Exotic pets, pets, exhibitions, service since 1974. They'll provide new special pets and also information support. You need to have the best relationship with your pets. I've got my ball python down there. I've got my tanks from down there. I've gotten turtles from down there. I've gotten ferrets, rabbits. I've gotten gerbils from down there. Any pet I ever get, I get through Ed's. They do wonderful. They'll come to your classroom or even not only bring interesting animals, but they have snakes. Many varieties, red-tailed boas, lizards, including geckos, chameleons, bearded dragons, birds from parakeets to Amazon parrots to talk, rabbits, chinchillas, ferrets, and more. I love the place. There's this giant, big-ass tortoise that walks around the floor pretty much 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not only that, but if you've gone in there with the holidays, an amazing collection of vintage and modern toys. Seth travels the world looking for the best toys he can find for his shop. This amazing institution in Central Alabama has a passion for collective vintage and modern toys. You can see the collection of figurines, pops, the various items of special watches and collectibles. I know you take kids in there. You're like, I'm going to go see some fish. The next thing you know, they see toys. It'll make your head blow up. They buy, sell, and trade, so bring those collections. You'll find your attic or just search for that perfect collectible from your childhood. You've been waiting for it all at Ed's. They do it all. Special thanks to Ed's Pet World for being part of a Tony Curry Radio, and of course, Dark Side of the Pooch. I love it. A little Monday morning, wang dang, sweet poon tang. Yes, it is Terrible Ted Nugent and Cat Scratch Fever, another one of those rock and rollers who's never taken a dippity-doo of the alcohol, which is kind of hard to believe. We got it going on. You don't hear that song very often, and of course, all the music we play here on Tony Curry Radio Live is the classic rock and roll. You know, we did the Curry and Claypo thing for about 5 or 6 years. We still do that. It's still a big part of our radio show, and we'll do that again on Thursday morning with Dr. Josh. I have not had him in the studio in like over a month, and I'm jonesing for some Dr. Josh. I love having him on. We had him on our show last Thursday, but we didn't have him in the studio because of the COVID and Omicron crap. But as soon as he gets back in here, we'll move our mouths like ducks hineys, and we'll get after some great radio right here on Tony Curry Radio. We're looking forward to that. Again, don't forget Dark Side of the Pooch today at noon and 8, brought to you by Ed's Pet World, 47 years in the industry down there in beautiful Homewood. Go down there and tell them that Tony Curry sent you, and they'll give you some special deals. My kids go down there, and they want everything in the place. My daughter's been wanting a bird. I'm like, dude, I'm not doing a bird. And see, I'm separated now. So my wife's got her place, my ex has got her place, I got my place, and I'm like, yeah, if I get an animal, you ain't here half the time to take care of it. Well, we do have a ball python, which is probably one of the greatest pets I ever had. I hadn't eaten in about 3 months. But it's wonderful. But go to Ed's Pet World. They do a fantastic job, and their toy selection is crazy. I would bet more people are going down to Ed's Pet World now for Ed's toy store more than Ed's Pet World. It's kind of crazy. Go check it out and go see Seth and Ange and the entire crew and tell them that Tony Curry sent you. Coming up a little bit later on this week, we're going to be doing a brand new show called Mission Minded with Michael Coleman. We're going to try to get that aired this week, but it's got to be right. And so we may start that next week, and I'll certainly put that on social media platforms. You follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You'll find out exactly what's going on with Tony Curry Radio, and we post stories throughout the day as well. So check that out. And also a brand new show called When in Rome with Stuart Rome from the wonderful Woodhouse Day Spa. I love that place. Woodhouse Day Spa is fantastic right now. The Saks, they killed it over the holidays. This is not about, you know, luxury. It is luxury, don't get me wrong, but it's not about things that you don't need. You need Woodhouse Day Spa. And the prices aren't what you think. You walk in there, it's the finest place you're ever going to see. It's unbelievable. The robes, everything with the tables. They have the best masseuses, the best massage, the best CBD oil, the best. Their product line is unbelievable. I've taken my daughter in there for pedicures, and she's like, please, let's go back. I'm going to take her next week. But it's fantastic. Check out Woodhouse Day Spa, Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham, and you'll be good to go. We can probably chalk up another casualty to Omicron, COVID, Omega, Delta, whatever you want to talk about. David Lee Roth, if you follow David Lee Roth on his Instagram or his Facebook or his Twitter pages, you'll see him sending out all kinds of weird, bizarre, kind of strange things. This is the David Lee Roth I just don't know. And it's the David Lee Roth I really don't want to know. I don't really want to see, because he's always had a smart-ass, funny kind of way of dealing with any challenges in life. It's who David is. Whenever he gets serious about something, you knew he was going to joke about it later, and he's not joking about this. I said he's hanging it up. He's retiring. He's done. Supposed to play in Las Vegas, the House of Blues, for like 6 or 7 shows. He added some shows, and now it appears the whole thing's been shut down. And then he said some weird stuff about how he believed he was going to be the first one to die in Van Halen. Don't know if he's trying to steal Eddie's thunder. I don't know. But that if Eddie looks in the rear mirror, that he sees David's face. It's probably soon. 67 years old. And that he's realized that because time is so short, that perhaps he doesn't need to be playing on stage anymore. I posted a video of him singing Jump when he opened up for Kiss back in 2020. And it may be the last time we ever see David Lee Roth sing Jump, which is hard to believe. And he sang it really well. David ain't David anymore. He just sits up there. He's got this really weird grin on his face. He looks like a Las Vegas Dave. That's why I thought this House of Blues thing was perfect. He just kind of stands there. He tries to kick his leg a little bit. He doesn't walk around the stage a whole lot. And it's a little uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable. But it's still David Lee Roth. And, I could see where if we had like a big final show for David, I'm all in. I want to see it. I want to hear it. But he makes it sound like he ain't long for the world. So anyway, one song he does do in a set is this one right here. Hey, Take Your Whiskey Home. I don't know if he's still getting the whiskey anymore, but anyway.